presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 11, 1122 America, New York, India must keep its faith in nuclear power. French President Emmanuel Macron might witness a game-changing moment in India as we go bullish on nuclear energy and say goodbye to our energy crisis for good.
Global economy.
March 11, 8 o'clock America, New York. Investors expect smaller rate rise amid cooling wages and market fears. Fed predicted to increase by 0.25% in March after day of mixed economic data and collapse of SVB.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
March 11, 5:30 America, New York. Student loan bills set to add pressure on younger Americans. The expected resumption of student debt payments comes as borrowers in their 20s and 30s are falling behind on other obligations.
New York Times Business.
March 11, 5 o'clock America, New York. Can the United Farm Workers of California rise again? Decades after Cesar Chavez made the union a power, it has lost much of its clout. Membership dropped precipitously, from 60,000 to 5,500. It hopes a new law will turn the tide.
Marginal Revolution. March 11, 4:47 America, New York. Which political tweets do best? Analyzing every tweet of all U.S. senators holding office from 2013 to 2021, 861,104 tweets from 140 senators, we identify a psycholinguistic factor, greed communication, TC, basically accusing other people of greed, that robustly predicts increased approval, favorites, and reach, retweets.
New York Times Business.
March 11, 3 o'clock America, New York, for Palestinian tech worker in Israel, pride, frustration and 4-hour commute. Moha Al-Shawamra is among the few Palestinians who work in Israel's tech industry. His commute shows both the inequities of life in the West Bank and an exception to them. Moha Al-Shawamra in his village, Deir al-Asal al-Faqa.
Marginal Revolution.
March 11, 056 America, New York, Colonialism, A Moral Reckoning. That is the new book by Nigel Bigger, and it has already created a storm of controversy because of his claims that the British Empire is, in my words, underrated.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
March 11, 009 America, New York, a supermarket megamerger will redefine what you buy at the grocery store. Kroger and Albertsons want to merge in a $20 billion deal. If antitrust regulators approve, the definition of a grocery store grows further.
BBC News Business.
March 10, 1908 America, New York, Jeremy Hunt. Why the Chancellor wants this budget to be boring. The main aim of Wednesday's budget will be to keep the economy and household finances stable.
Global Economy. March 10, 1901 America, New York, China's reform generation is retiring. Beijing's new economic leadership should focus on building social infrastructure. Global Economy.
March 10, 1900 America, New York, vaccine inequality blamed for boosting global COVID death toll. Unequal access to jabs in 2021 led to one preventable death every 24 seconds, politicians and activists say.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
March 10, 1838 America, New York, tech startups race to meet payroll after Silicon Valley Bank fails. Their deposits are locked up for now, so some firms are making backup plans for alternative funding, and even encouraging customers to shop in order to keep operations going.
Finance and Economics.
March 10, 1557 America, New York. What does Silicon Valley Bank's collapse mean for the financial system? A big lender to American startups goes under.
New York Times Business.
March 10, 1531 America, New York. Overlooked no more. Dilys Wynne, who brought murder and mystery to Manhattan. She opened Murder, Inc., believed to be the nation's first mystery bookstore, and brought fans together through interactive whodunits and other events. Dilys Wynne in 1972 at Murder, Inc., widely considered the nation's first mystery bookstore, which she opened in Manhattan that year.
BBC News Business. March 10, 1209 America, New York, Booths as retailer embroiled in fake British beefcase. Products were labeled as British when they were sourced from South America and Europe instead.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 10, 1135 America, New York, Budget, the Financial Times' sloppiness. We should expect politicians to lie, or at least to make misleading statements, whenever they can get away with it. But we would normally expect the Financial Times to be careful with information, which is why I have been an addict to this newspaper for most of my life.
BBC News Business.
March 10th, 11 o'clock America, New York, Tesco to charge suppliers extra to sell online. The supermarket says a new fulfillment fee is needed to cover costs of selling to more online customers.